Secrets sparring with a black belt, and this is coming from Jacob. You know, this is an interesting topic because often students come up to me and say, "Listen, how come you know there's nothing I can do with a black belt when I'm training with a black belt, or even a higher belt, brown belt, purple belt? You know, they just demolish me, they mop the floor with me, and I don't know what to do with this. Like, I feel I'm wasting my time." And I think it all goes down to setting expectations for yourself. So what I mean by this, if I set expectations as I will submit the black belt, I will beat them up, I will put them in a compromised position, the likelihood you actually achieving the goal is pretty slim. It's just, it is what it is. Their experience, their skill level is by far higher than yours, and your success just might not be reachable. However, if you approach the sparring session with a black belt, or any, or just a higher belt, someone who's more skilled than you, from a perspective of, listen, I'm going to read what they are trying to do. I am creating my frames. They are reacting in this way. I'm moving to this direction. Their reaction is this. See, now you are really observing and learning more than you are countering, right? You acknowledge the fact that that person is by far better than you. They are more skilled. They have more experience, and likelihood of you winning the battle is, you know, really steep. There's a steep climb. There's a steep hill to go up. However, if we identify this from a perspective that this is a learning experience, I am trying to figure out what they are doing and why they are doing this, things change drastically. At that point, instead of this being a competition or win-lose situation, we are actually both winning. That the higher belt is probably practicing and moving through his own objectives, and you are trying to understand what they are doing. This frame right here, it didn't work. He was able to bypass my defensive mechanism. Why did that happen? Let me rewind. Let me take a look. And oftentimes, after this session, we can actually ask questions and we can engage with those individuals with those higher belts and more skilled grapples and say, listen, this is what you did, and can you help me understand why things happened the way they did? I'm simply trying to understand so I can better my game based on the experience with you. And I'm pretty confident in most environments, the higher belts will be more than happy to share those experiences and really share what is in their thoughts, what's in their head while they're exploring this. And oftentimes, this is the moment where we're like, oh, I never thought about that. And this is where our learning curve just goes up through the roof. This is where we are learning by far faster. This is where we're learning by far better. We are not reinventing the wheel. We are simply learning from other people. We are collaborating and we are exchanging information with the simple principle of getting better, all of us together. And then, you know, if so it happens, next time around, you are training with the same individual, set the same expectations, but this time you have one or two or three pieces of information you didn't have the first time around. And perhaps that information can help you even go deeper into the concept of why they are doing certain things. And again, this is not about winning and losing at this point. This is about us learning and us getting better. So set your expectations correctly, whoever you train with. And at that point, I'm pretty confident that your learning experience, your education within the jiu-jitsu realm will go up. You will see huge differences. You will see huge success from a learning perspective. Keep on training. Peace.
Thanks for listening. If you would like to engage and send me your comments, thoughts, questions, I'll be happy to bring it up to the show and help you out in any way I possibly can. You can find me on Instagram, RozhinskyBJJ. Until then, keep on rolling. I'll see you guys on the mat. Peace.